Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. Of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss. Phones are open, as they always are. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We're doing it old style, Mark.
That's right.
There's just the two of us here in the studio tonight. Reeve Coverdale, unfortunately, is unable to join us. He says he just had too much going on, but he wanted to be here. So,
there were many nights in 2002 and 2003 when we, and 4 and 5 and 6, mm-hmm. when it was just you and I doing the show. So that's no problem at all.
Indeed. So there's a lot to talk about tonight, including the next steps after the supermajority of voters in the Donbass and southern, eastern, southeastern regions of Ukraine have voted to join Russia. Of course, the mainstream media and Western governments are refusing to acknowledge the elections, or rather the referenda, as legitimate.
It is certainly true that you could make a fake referenda. You can keep home the people you don't want and the people you do, but when the Ukrainian government told people who would vote not to go to the polls, to me, that was an admission that they knew they were going to lose.
Yep, and they did.
And I would ask Americans, how many Canadians would you kill if Montana and Idaho was full of Canadians who wanted to secede to Canada?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many would you? Because it's not that I certainly don't support the invasion of Ukraine, and I certainly am against people dying, even people in uniform. Although I do feel that people in uniform kind of signed up for dying. In the case of Russia, it seems as though there's a lot of people in uniform that didn't necessarily, sign up entirely, whatever.
They are calling in the reserves
in
Russia.
Now they are. I don't know about the first go-arounds and, all this. But, ultimately, if the United States respected a country that seceded from Great Britain, respected the right of geopolitical entities to secede from other geopolitical entities, not just the ones that are convenient for it and its foreign policy.
Politically convenient.
But if the United States just supported everybody in making their choices and supported democracy, because this is an area of democracy that I would be on board with. Now, I'm kind of the opinion that the status quo is worth preserving. So in that sense, I wouldn't just do what Brexit did. I wouldn't do 51%.
Oh, was that what they did there?
Yeah, it was. Brexit was 51% and the dog caught the car. But I would say that if a supermajority, and I don't know whether that's 60%, 66%, 75%.
It's generally considered more than two-thirds.
More than two-thirds? So 66% plus one?
Yeah, 67%.
66.6 plus one,
right.
Whatever. 67%, perfect. 67% of people in a given geographic area with a fair election. Mm-hmm. Look. Is everybody listening to me going to say that every election in the United States history, in their own lifetimes in the United States history, has been fair and just and every vote has been counted? Because I don't believe that.
I think that's widely disbelieved here in the United States.
I'm certain that anybody who understands large numbers understands that there's a level of error. And, when you get down to razor-thin numbers like what happened in Florida in 2000, mistakes are made. I don't know whether Bush won by a lot more or whether he lost by a little bit.
Well, these were not razor-thin margins, according to the numbers that are coming out of these areas. Mark, did you want to dig into this? Because it sounds like you're interested in talking about this. Or did you want to talk about the Free State Project and some interesting polling numbers on that side of things?
Let's get into the Free State Project first.
All right, so something got posted. So we'll talk about the Donbass and all that coming up here in a bit. Of course, the phones are open at 603-283-6160. Mark, you've got to be really happy with these numbers that are coming out about the Free State Project in a poll that was conducted by Suffolk University and Boston Globe. And I don't know what...
Before we go on.
I don't know what the other questions were in this poll. All I have is an excerpt of one question from, it appears to be at least 20 questions this poll, because this is question 20. And the question is regarding the Free State Project, which, for those that don't know, is a migration of libertarians that has been going on for about 20 years, migrating here to New Hampshire.
Before we go on with giving the poll question, I am not a Free State hater. I do not hate the Free State Project.
You just don't think it'll work.
I think that I'll explain that in depth as we go on in this hour. What
you
I
call
think,
yourself a critic?
I think a critic is a fair term.
Okay. Skeptical.
I think that more likely what I am is that I am providing information to those that might be signed up for the Free State Project, to those who have, and that you can choose to listen to me in whatever way you want. Mm-hmm. But I am skeptical as to how the Free State Project is currently sort of going on, because they'd say, well, we're not a political movement. We're just, just this or just that, right? Like, we're just the bus that gets the libertarians from elsewhere to New Hampshire. And then, organizations like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance spring up, and I think that there are things that New Hampshire Liberty Alliance could do, and I would like them to see them do them.
You mean besides what they're already doing, which
yes.
is raiding all 400 state reps, all 24 state senators, raiding as many of the roughly 1,000 pieces of legislation that come out every single year, and they're not quite to the point where they can do all of that, but they're at like probably 70 or 80% of them. You're saying they need to do more? What else
yes.
do they need to do?
The one thing they need to do, and I think what they do is amazing.
And they come out with voting them. Recommendations, too, after they rate the bills.
I'm a life member,
mm-hmm,
and
too.
I'm proud of it.
Mm-hmm. But one of the most effective pro-liberty organizations in New Hampshire.
Right.
Maybe the most effective.
And maybe a former president of it will call in tonight.
That'd be cool.
To talk about something.
Okay.
He said he would, but we'll see whether that happens
sure.
or not. I did ask him.
He's a busy guy. Go ahead.
What my thought process on this is that we could have a plan. I think that much political capital has been, I'm going to say it, wasted on things like independence, things, fantastic ideas like, we're going to tell the federal government to shove it, da-da-da! Right, like things that will never happen. And
secession can absolutely happen. It's happened before. It can happen again.
Yeah, I just don't think it can, and I wouldn't even support if it did. I'm against secession of New Hampshire from the United States for a variety of reasons. We can go over those at some point. Mm. But what I would say is that if you actually had a plan, that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance developed a plan that was worked on by all of the members, voted on, and hashed out, that something like, let's pass an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution. This is not impossible. This is easier than something like secession. Let's pass an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution that says that it takes, I'm going to say two-thirds, but maybe three-quarters. In a really powerful world, let's say three-quarters. I got my wishes. I'm going to wish for three-quarters. Mm-hmm. Three-quarters of legislators must vote yes to pass a law.
Great.
What that would do is drive a stake through the heart of the two-party system. There would be none of this Democrat-Republican, mm-hmm. backwashing, you vote for this, I'll vote for that. All that stuff would be done. Just good laws are passed, presumably by good people. Because if something is important enough to throw somebody in prison over, it should be important enough that you can get three-quarters of the politicians to agree on it.
What about repealing the existing laws? Would that then require 75% to repeal an existing law?
I say that, and there's possibilities on this. And this is why we would need a vote. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, necessarily. I say 50% to repeal a law. 75% to pass it. But it could just be laws have a mandatory sunset.
Mm, that would be good.
New laws need to be voted on. And maybe that's by 50%. That won't get rid of the two-party system, but at the very least it will stop people in 1880 from, legislating what goes on in my life. Thomas Jefferson was very clear that every generation, the tree of liberty needs to be watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants.
So any laws
what he meant was that young people shouldn't be ruled by the generation before.
Any laws that would then sunset would have to then be reinitiated by the 75% rule at that point?
I would love all these things to be included. I think it should be hard to pass laws.
I agree with you there. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. How did the Free State Project do in what appears to be the first poll asking people...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've got some interesting poll results that I didn't know was going to be coming, but here it is. There's the Boston Globe teamed up with Suffolk University and has asked some questions about the Free State Project. Well, apparently one question about the Free State Project in what appears to be just a generic poll about various different issues, and I believe I have found the actual full poll results at this point, so we'll see if there's anything else worth talking about in here. But the Free State Project results are certainly interesting, and we're going to dig a little deeper on that coming up here in a moment. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you tonight. And also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com, because if you're interested in learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then Bitcoin.com can help you with that. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and you will then get some introductory information and videos that you can watch. If you're really in a hurry, just watch the first one. You get some of the basic concepts down, and it'll take all of 3 minutes of your time to do that. So get started over at Bitcoin.com. You can also get the latest news headlines there at news.bitcoin.com. You can buy cryptocurrency through bitcoin.com. So if you are finally feeling comfortable enough to do that, they have their own wallet. You can buy crypto right through the site. They used to offer just Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, but last I heard, they had quite the variety of options available over there. So be sure you check that out. And don't forget, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. One Bitcoin right now is just under $20,000 per coin. You can buy 1% of a Bitcoin if you want to, or less. So it's up to you,
how
you do this stuff. Go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started to get started.
And I recommend for everyone, now's a good time, in my opinion, to get that one Bitcoin. I'm not saying
if you can.
Yeah, you know, but you can dollar cost average. It's been a while that it's been sitting at 20,000. If you really wanted to buckle down, you would be pretty far into it at this point.
Yep. So let's continue here, Mark. We've got this story, and credit goes to Caroline McCaughey at The Caroline MC on Twitter for revealing this information about the Free State Project. The Free State Project being the libertarian migration here to New Hampshire, which has been going for close to two decades now. New Hampshire was chosen as the destination state back in late 2003. So we're about 19 years into this thing at this point. The official move for the Free State Project, meaning that the Free State Project wanted to reach a certain number of signers. It wanted to reach 20,000 people, libertarian types, you know, voluntarists, libertarians, anarchists, people that love liberty, people that believe the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. I believe that is what the Free State Project's statement of intent says. It basically says I will move to New Hampshire and do whatever I can within my, you know, relative means to, or maximum, you know, available effort to achieve a government that has no more than protection of life, liberty, and property. And so that's been going on. They reached their goal in 2016 of getting to 20,000 signers. It has now been more than 5 years. So there was that window of time, the Free State Project, you know, they picked some arbitrary number 20 years ago that said, okay, once we reach 20,000, you'll have 5 years to move. And so we're past that point at this point. It has now been 6 years since that that number was reached. And I don't know what the official numbers are at the moment. I believe the last I heard they were somewhere in the 4,000 or 5,000 range for people that are here in New Hampshire. And I think that counts people that live in New Hampshire that have subsequently joined the Free State Project.
Which, of course, the Free State Project is a movement to move people to New Hampshire. So people who already lived here, it's kind of like, you know, fluffing the numbers.
Perhaps. But regardless, it's probably at least a few thousand people that have moved here. They say that in 2021, there were at least 1,000 people that migrated here as part of the Free State Project. It was the biggest year on record. And, of course, a lot of that is thanks to the COVID crackdowns and things that were going on. So there's definitely an influx. There's way more people coming here now than I can remember seeing in probably the last 5-10 years. So it's definitely getting busy. Lots more people are visiting and planning to move.
It's worth pointing out that many people have moved who want to see more freedom, but they don't even entirely know what the Free State Project is, or they chose not to sign up for it.
Sure.
And a variety of things like that.
There's people who just moved here because New Hampshire was a free place or a relatively free place, and that's been going on for decades.
And it's also worth pointing out that many people have left because they decided for whatever reason their lives just weren't going to go this direction. Mm-hmm. And they're counted, and they're not on the numbers. So I don't have any idea what the numbers are, because they...
Oh, the people who have moved here, you mean?
Right. They claim numbers of people. You know, they fluff the numbers with people who are here. Lots of people have moved who didn't sign up, and I feel like they count. You know, and lots
of people, and a lot of people have moved, right, who
moved and left, and you know, so I don't know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000.
Co-hosts that I can think of off the top of my head, Captain Kickass and Aria, they are some of the best activists we have here, and they didn't sign up for the Free State Project,
right.
so yeah, it's unknown, but the idea of the Free State Project has been getting out there, especially within the last few months. We have had some campaigns by mostly Democrat candidates and Democrat action groups and such that have been on the attack in a way I have never seen. I mean, I've seen some hit piece flyers here and there. I've had them done about me, for instance, here in Keene. So, I mean, I'm familiar with the attacks, but it's never been concentrated and as widely sown as these are. They've had protests, physical, real-life protests. Most of them only get like 3 to 5 people, but the one here in Keene got 30.
Keene is certainly a stronghold of Democrats, which are, for whatever reason, the group that dislikes the Free State Project the most.
They're spending tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on attack ads that are being mailed to people's homes in areas in which Free Staters, quote unquote, are on the ballot. They want to alert people. Even the Democrats are trying to alert Republicans to who the Free Staters are on the ballot and trying to dissuade Republicans from supporting Free Staters.
And this is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Like, really, the people that the Democrats have been fighting against for centuries, going on centuries now.
Yeah.
Suddenly, now, the Democrats are like, oh, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah. Oh, let's bring the old boss back.
You know, like, I just, because they... And I remember sitting with Cory Booker's, one of his senior staff members on a train one time. We sat and talked for hours.
That's a Democrat guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Senator from New Jersey.
Okay.
And he said he wasn't scared at all of Republicans because they have a demographics problem.
They're dying.
They're old. And he said that he's deathly afraid of libertarians because they're philosophically driven.
Right.
And they can't, and thus cannot be stopped.
Well, the good news for him is the best libertarians are moving out of New Jersey,
yes,
and they're moving to New Hampshire if they want to actually be effective. And the thing is, even though it's now 20 years into this thing, looks like, according to the poll here at the Boston Globe, just over half of the respondents have never heard of the Free State Project. Now, they only interviewed 500 people. It's still a scientifically, you know, statistical study, but it's not the hugest, not the largest.
It's still the biggest number, but it's interesting that they did it.
Yeah, and as far as we know, it's the first time anything like this has ever been done. Now, of course, things get more interesting when you look at the demographic breakdowns, which we will do coming up. But just the top-level numbers, the totals, you got 51% they say they've never heard of the Free State Project. 10% say they've heard of the Free State Project, and they're favorable towards it. 26% say unfavorable. And then those who have heard of it, but they're not sure how they feel about it, 13%. So we're going to continue here and share some more. And, of course, Mark's going to tell us why this is bad or good news. I'm not sure what he's going to say. Coming up here in moments, this is...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are resisting a federal judge's instruction to submit a sworn declaration on whether they believe the government's list of property taken from Trump's Florida estate is accurate. According to a letter publicly filed by Trump's lawyers on Wednesday, The former president's legal team told senior U.S. Judge Raymond Deary that they don't believe Deary has the authority to require them to make such a filing. An election worker in a western Michigan town has been charged with two felonies after allegedly inserting a flash drive into a computer containing confidential voter registration data during an election in August. At the August 2nd primary, an election worker was seen inserting a USB drive into the computer used to administer the election at a precinct in Gaines Township in Kent County. That's according to a statement by County Clerk Lisa Lyons. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Free State Project appearing in a poll for what may be the very first time, asking people in New Hampshire, I presume these are likely voters.
Actually, they do separate by likely voters, and so they just say people respondents first, and then it's likely voters after that. The numbers are very similar, though.
No. Okay, so...
That's what I saw.
No, okay, so what this is, Mark, is a poll of likely voters. So what they break it down by here is those who are almost certain and probably going to vote.
Oh, I see.
So that's the only difference between the people in this. The Boston Globe, Suffolk University did a multiple question survey, and yes, it's your typical kind of like political poll, like, oh, who are you voting for governor? Who are you voting for Senate? That kind of thing, which that's not that interesting. But
there's a little something else added.
There's really something here that is a surprise, and that is they asked about the Free State Project, and we do have the numbers here. I'm also kind of looking at some of the other questions we'll talk a little bit about, because there are some other interesting ones in here. But the Free State Project is the most interesting to us because, well, Mark, you and I, we migrated here in 2006 from our home state of Florida to make
the second freest place in the world, according to Cato Institute's currently.
To make, and yeah, that's what they say, to make New Hampshire our new home. And I've been we've been here since 2006. You've kind of migrated away somewhat. You're back for a visit, basically, here this week. You came back to marry Bonnie and I, and thank you for that. But you're living part of the time in Honduras, you're living part of the time in Florida, and you kind of float around to other places.
And I'm a legal resident of the U.S. Marianas. Right.
So you've had, I don't know, I wouldn't call it a falling out, but you become more of a skeptic.
Disenchanted.
That's the right word, with the Free State Project. Is this giving you ammunition to find out that still most people in New Hampshire haven't heard of the Free State Project, but of those who have, a plurality seems to find it unfavorable, according to these numbers. And this appears to be true in almost every category except for the Republicans, where only 1% find it more favorable than those who find it unfavorable. It's 14% of Republican respondents find the Free State Project to be favorable, and 13% say it's unfavorable, with 11% undecided, while a whopping 62% of Republicans have never heard of it.
Yeah.
So otherwise, the Democrats and the independents, the plurality find the Free State Project
unfavorable. The Democrats probably have heard of the Free Staters at a much higher rate than the Republicans have, right?
A little more. 49% of Democrats have never heard of the Free State Project.
So that's still half have.
They're just talking to likely voters. These aren't activists. Activist Democrats certainly have heard of the Free State Project, probably 99.9%.
But what I would say is it's interesting how humans look at the bad thing as opposed to the good thing. That's the first thing that I'd say. And I think that that's a way that the Free State Project itself has kind of, it's kind of made a mistake. You know, the kind of people that will pick up and move their lives are the kind of people that are angry. Angry at the way things are going in America, and they want a solution to that. And they're willing to spend the thousands, maybe tens of thousands, depending on who they are, to pick up and move from one location to another. I've heard of people that have managed to do it for hundreds of dollars, but there's not a lot of them. Most people are spending thousands in order to do it, and that's a big commitment.
It is.
And they have to be motivated by something.
That's one of the reasons we get some of the best activists here, because you've got to be committed to this idea.
Right. And the fact that, you have to get over the idea that it's a frozen hellscape. You got winter 5 months out of the year in New Hampshire, and that's in the nice areas. Mm. It's like 6 and 7 up in the North Country. So.
Yeah, but at least you can shovel the snow. You sure as hell can't shovel floodwaters.
You can't shovel floodwaters, but how often does a hurricane hit Sarasota, Florida? Once a century?
I don't know. You never know when you're going to get hit. I don't know. How often does Fort Myers get hit? Because they just got slammed.
There are people who died last week who lived their entire lives in Sarasota County, Manatee County, who had never in their lives seen the eye of a hurricane pass over their county.
Sure.
Yeah. So
they get lucky.
Winter, however, this is worth pointing out, right? Like, winter is a catastrophic weather event that occurs every single year. I want you to think about how many.
Not.
Yes, listen to this.
See, handle it fine.
How many
here.
People do you think died in this hurricane that occurred in Sarasota?
I've seen hundreds.
Hundreds.
That's what the media is saying. It's hundreds.
Wow.
Yeah. It's unusual. It was a very unusual hurricane down there.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I'm not talking about death. I mean,
death matters.
It's the property destruction that's really the
dozens of people die in winter in the United States every single year.
Okay, but how many die in New Hampshire?
You stick to a small little section of the country
that's
that
what
has
we're
winter
about here.
And section it off. Well,
the Granite Staters know how
to handle
winter.
I think
it's
fair to compare areas that have. You're talking about Florida as though it's one thing, but it's a small area.
Florida is not a small area.
Fine. I don't know how many people die in New Hampshire, but if you consider all the people who slip on the ice while shoveling, crack a hip, and die.
That sucks. There's
literally
no,
people
there's
die
no
from cracked. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's risk here. There's no doubt.
People who
it.
Slide off the road, some kind of ice accident, black ice. You talk about people just go out in the woods and freeze to death. This happens. Number,
don't do that.
I suspect, is it's above 10. It is not an insignificant number of people who die every year knowing the dangers of winter. Mm-hmm. And then you consider the salt damage to the environment, trying to keep the roads clean. You consider the incredible the carbon damage to the atmosphere by the big old trucks that have to push the snow around. You consider the just the tremendous amount of work.
These are all reasons why
ice.
A bunch of pussies will leave New Hampshire and they'll move to Florida.
And
the hardcore activists that come to New Hampshire are the best of the best.
I slipped the last day. I slipped the last day that I was in New Hampshire in the winter on ice, and I'm so glad I'm gone.
That's the worst part. I'll give you that.
And I have to come back in December, and it stinks.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The slipping on the ice is the worst part. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and no, so I think it's fair when you talk about hurricanes and try to paint Florida as this dangerous place full of
pythons, alligators,
and hurricanes.
Yeah.
That moose attack more people than alligators do, and that winter kills more than hurricanes do.
Yeah, but you can carry a gun without asking permission here.
Yeah, that's true. You can carry a gun without asking permission here.
Concealed or open. As long as you're not a felon.
The states that surround it, though, have recreational marijuana, and New Hampshire hasn't been able to get its butt up off of it and get that done.
So. We need more activists here. We need more people who are willing to do what it takes to make more
freedom. To sacrifice their lives, the minutes of their lives, so others can be free. Do the opposite of what Ayn Rand said. Forget about your own life.
That's your view, that it's a sacrifice, Mark. And if you want to see it that way, that's fine. I think some of us see it as an investment in the future.
I do.
Because you got to spend your time on something. And, you know, if you want to spend your time farming or playing video games or whatever, you should do what you want to do.
Because that's not what I believe. What I believe is that working within the political process as it exists is not the most efficient way to get to freedom. And I want to be fair and above board on this. But you've thrown a couple of low punches here, and I just want to react with a couple of low blows to let you know what it's like. But I really do not believe that... I believe that it's only one of the only paths that will work is working within the political system, but I don't think it's the most efficient one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most efficient one is finding a government, some place that currently has sovereignty, rather than talking about, we're going to secede from America! We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know what it's going to look like, but we're going to do it! Right?
Somebody's got to do it, Mark.
Right, Honduras is already seceded from America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's already got its sovereignty. It doesn't have to worry about it. So the best thing to do is to go to some place that
has... Because you can trust the Honduran politicians
their agreement. I don't trust any politicians to honor their agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you need to create ironclad legal documents. And that we will need to do a certain amount of testing, but that, how long does the Free State Project get to... figure it out. You get a lifetime, right? It's liberty in our lifetime. I was told it was liberty in Lloyd's lifetime, but Lloyd's been dead more than a decade now.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Right.
It's just
a slogan, Mark.
A slogan because you know you're not going to do it.
Of course. It's not realistic to believe that would be the case.
And Capistan encompasses private governance. And that already exists right now in Honduras.
You talking about Prospera?
Prospera.hn.
The number here is 603-283-6160, but yet you're not going to Prospera.
Morazan.city.
The number is 603-283-6160. Prospera apparently wasn't right for you for some reason. So there's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show. And now, of course, Honduras is trying to shut down the ZA program. We can talk about that, too. But I want to get into these poll numbers coming up here in moments.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. Should you wish to join us, you can do that here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, if you have worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you're entitled to compensation. Contaminants in the drinking water have led to these diseases. There might be some deadlines for filing in this case, so don't wait. You should give a call to see if you or a loved one are eligible. 888-918-1037. I'll give you that number again in a moment. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money is already set aside. 888-918-1037 to learn more about that.
And it's also true that heirs to people who suffered from this would also be eligible.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. But give them a call, 888-918-1037. So, Mark, we've got the numbers here on what may be the very first ever poll question asked of likely voters in New Hampshire. So they are excluding unlikely voters and people who don't vote. And, well, do those people matter as much? Well, that's an interesting question.
Not to this poll.
Not to the poll. But regardless, it's still interesting to see how many people have never heard
it's
of
an argument for voting,
parties,
I suppose.
although you were just arguing against the political system as a method of change.
I am of the opinion that if you feel like voting, you should vote. Right?
What about running for office?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay, do it, but you're saying it's not very effective.
I'm saying that here's what I'm saying specifically. That libertarians are an interesting mix of left and right. They're a progressive reactionary group, and that makes them unlikely to win in a revolution. You look at history, and they're just not the sorts that's going to go out there and pick up a pitchfork and a torch and say, "Yeah, we want justice." They're just not that. They're not progressive in that way. They're reactionary to stimuli rather than proactive. You know, the reason the Soviets won wasn't because there were so many of them, and it wasn't because they were they had the best philosophy. The reason the Soviets won is because they were the best organized. And
won
they,
what?
The
World War II?
No.
the Russian rebellion with the whites and the reds and all that stuff.
Okay.
The reason they took over, the Soviets didn't win. They took over, well, indeed, not against the United States, but they weren't fighting against the United States. They were fighting against the whites, as they called them, the white Russians. And, of course, the red Russians didn't get themselves a drink. But the reason was is because they stuck together like glue. Libertarians don't stick together because their highest priority isn't loyalty. Their highest priority is truth. And if you ask me, well, is Ian right on this subject? You're my friend, and I'm going to protect you and, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, you're not right on everything. Like, you see how I vacillate. I'm not firm. You know, the commie says, he's right, or he's right enough. He's righter than you, and I'll shoot you over him, right? And that's why revolutions...
Yeah, but there was infighting in the communism people as well.
After they took care of the whites, they began shooting the reds. But, you know, that's when you start shooting your friends, after you've won the revolution. That's why the Free Staters kicked you out once they had started being very successful. Anyway, the whole idea is that the Free Staters will not, libertarians will not fight a revolution. But they're
well armed.
Indeed.
You're saying that that's all a bunch of show or what?
They're just not revolutionary. That's my contention. And the evidence I have is that there's been all kinds of matches thrown into the kindling.
Well, I think they want to avoid violence, understandably. I mean, who doesn't want to do that?
I'm not telling them to fight a revolution, Ian. Okay. I'm saying they won't.
I don't know. I mean, if
there's been over and over and over a match thrown in the kindling. Carl Draga, the guy who flew a Cessna into the tax building in D.C., McVeigh, a whole variety of things that would.
Well, that's evidence that no one will fight a revolution because no one stepped up in those kindling.
The libertarians, patriot types, if you wanted to group those two together, those are the ones that care about that.
Okay.
But that kind of stuff. All I'm saying is.
So since no one's willing to fight the revolution that you're talking about.
Two ways to get to change for the reactionary progressive, and that is working within the system.
And that's what they're doing here.
And that's what they're doing. But I believe that will be a generational change.
Sure.
And I don't believe that your children care as much about liberty as you do because they didn't face the adversity surrounding it as you did. I can assure you my 14-year-old son does not care that much about libertarianism. He likes the philosophy. He understands what we're talking about. But first-person shooters are top priority for him.
Well, that happened with Michelle Seven's kids as well, where they didn't turn out as hardcore. In fact, some of them seem to go against.
And they should live their own lives.
Of course they should.
Right? The whole idea that we're going to outbreed them, I think, it's antithetical to what liberty is all about. Liberty is about individualism, and individualism says that people should be able to live their own lives. Mm-hmm. You can't raise libertarians. Libertarians are forged in the fire of adversity. And if you don't have the fire of adversity, you don't have libertarians.
Well, there's plenty of adversity here in New Hampshire, Mark. There's a lot of people that don't like freedom. There's a lot of people that don't like the Free Staters, as this poll is going to show here.
But the rabbit in the tortoise and the hare, he saw that he was so far ahead of the tortoise, he laid down and took a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And the tortoise, paid by the state to continue on with what he does every single day, just a little bit more and a little bit more, passed up the lickety-split rabbit, who thought he was ahead, and that was it. I'm just saying, just because you're 1% penetration today and 1.1% penetration tomorrow, 1.2% penetration the next day, doesn't mean that the day after that you're going to be 1.3, right? That that nothing is linear, and that's not how conflict works. And you're in conflict with the state. Make no bones about it. And that the other alternative, to me, is to go find a sovereign entity and offer value for value, come to an agreement, and make that agreement as ironclad as it can possibly be, and try this probably a few times, because there's probably going to be some failures surrounding it.
Sure.
But the Free State Project certainly has had some failures in its 15 years of existence.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, give some time and some fairness to the other side, and we'll see whether or not these ideas work out. But it's my belief, having just sat in on a conference call this week, that the freest place in the world is going to pop up in the relatively near future, in weeks, and I'll be able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what I'm hoping to be the case. But, you know, currently, right now, there's Prospera.hn. That's the website.
Yeah, we've been paying attention to that.
Morazan.city.
Their social media, and I'm interested in seeing what happens. I know right now Prospera is in a fight for their life because the Honduran government has voted unanimously this year to abolish the special economic zone laws. Now, they do have to vote again on it, apparently, in 2023, but they did it unanimously this year, so it's hard to be optimistic that anything significant is going to change between now and then. But who knows? Maybe they'll pay off a whole bunch of Honduran government
people. Let me ask you a question, though.
So the whole thing could fall apart, but they are going to fight it. They've got their lawyers, and you know, and I hope it works out. I really do. I mean, it would be great if they could carve out a freer place for people to work and to live, and that's what I understand that they're trying to do. But again, you didn't join them for some reason. You're looking for something else, and maybe this is this mystery project that you're possibly going to announce within the next some number of weeks.
I laid my chips in on a place called Coral Beach Village.
Mm-hmm.
And
also in Honduras.
And I believe that it has some of the – I think it has the best mix of other locations, like Prospera.
But no, it's not a ZA. It's not a special economic zone.
It isn't at this time, but it may be in the future. That was the intention, but, you know, we were undercut by the law, and, you know, that's the way that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And but I believe that with the tourist zone designation that is currently exists in Honduras, that we can get the kind of freedoms that I'm looking for. I believe that it's already a very free place.
Can you carry a gun?
You can, let's see, if you are a resident, you can own a gun, mm-hmm. and I presume that means you can carry it. You asked the question in a way that I wasn't prepared for.
You'll have to ask an attorney to check the local laws. The Central American countries are not really known for being gun rights friendly.
Not nearly so as the United States. I would agree with you on that. But I don't think you need a gun on your tiller.
Is weed legal in Honduras?
I suspect it is not, but best I can tell, people smoke it in copious amounts on the islands because it's just kind of looked the other side.
Well, you can say there's no cops on the island?
There's local police. There's one gun for the day shift and one gun for the night shift.
More coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. And look, hey, Mark, I hope this thing works out for the islands, but look, the average person can't move to a tropical island. It's just not something that they can
do. I'm hoping to make that the case they can.
Well, you'll have to let us know when that happens. For now, that seems to be something that average person who needs a job somewhere probably can't do. There's more coming up here in moments. So what can the average person do? Well, the Free State Project seems like the best bet, but our...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.